6 o'clock on our snowy little day, just enough to get a good snow Jones going, and then it's going to be gone. Kids, you have until about noon.
Yeah.
So when you build your snowman, make it a big one so it lasts for a while.
Hey, by the way, it's not a matter of what schools are closed. It's a matter of what are open. There are none open.
What if it's pizza day?
Then
pizza
you're screwed,
day.
Baby.
I can tell you that...
Wouldn't you know, they would have the best grub in the cafeteria and then shut her down. 28 plow trucks are out today. 28 plow trucks. Now, you want to know, Will... they plow the street that you need to use. And the answer for that is...
no way in hell.
Decidedly no.
No.
Not only hear about any kids hooky bobbing.
No, you can't hooky bob today. Mm-hmm. You're going to hit the stinking manhole cover and that's the end of you.
Yeah, good morning. It's Robin Maynard. Hello.
I'm up here in Everett. We don't need people out here on the road that cannot drive in this stuff, for God.
How about some people that can drive in it, like me? Huh? You want me to come up there and show you a thing or two?
Do you know, I've never heard anybody in this town admit to the fact they can't drive in the snow. If, in fact, everyone is so glorious in Western Washington that driving in the snow, why do you park your car in the freeway?
Oh, idiot.
Hmm? When there's a little bit of snow, why do you do that?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, sir.
They should all just stay home.
If you're not born east of Wenatchee, stay home. Okay?
Exactly.
I don't care if you're from Everett. I don't care how tough you are. If you're not from Pullman or...
I'm from Montana, lady.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, you don't have to get tough with me.
I'm from Butte.
Oh, well, that's where God put the hose in, I understand. Yes, I like Butte when I'm absolutely blind. Well, good. You should be in Everett. Don't come to Seattle.
No, not...
All right. Very good, sir, and thank you for the report. Hello to you.
Yeah, good morning.
I'm driving out.
Okay, I can't talk to you.
Richard Peterson is the official adjudicator named the bowling ball. And Richard Peterson, are you prepared to determine who the winner is?
Take one.
Come on, Richard.
Hey, take two.
Take one.
Take one.
All right.
Richard Peterson, the ball master.
Uh-huh. Is it you alone that makes the decision, Richard?
I alone hold the power.
You alone.
Mm-hmm.
I alone hold the power.
Cool.
I suppose yesterday's top drawer pick, Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
Hotcha.
Go ahead, sir.
I know you're not taking names for the bowling ball, but I thought I'd get one in before it gets busy. The name of the bowling ball shall be El Rotundo.
No, it won't. And once again, you have violated not only the time rules, but the rules of good common sense when it comes to naming a bowling ball. Good morning. On the telephone. Hello?
All right, what do we have for people that don't answer the damn phone when we pick up?
I'll tear you to pieces.
Once again, Jim Foreman out this morning, bright and early, in his little...
Station Zebra.
Yeah, he had his monkey coat, and his mop top was just as slick as a whistle, had his pipe going. He hides it when he's on the TV set.
His what?
He has a pipe. He smokes a pipe.
Like a old man pipe?
Yeah, kind
of. Not a little metal one.
Not a corn cob. No, not a one-hitter. Nothing like that. Not a one-hitter. But he. This kind of weather, this kind of hail that nature has brought down on the Seattle area gets him mighty excited. And let's check with the Jim Foreman excitement meter now. How's it going, Jim? Ooh.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones, 1-800-DIVORCE. Now back to Robin and Maynard.
Outstanding. Outstanding.